Hi everybody, Andy here again. I'm down on the beach, but I'm on a different beach this time. I'm not going to talk about beaches, don't worry, but this is another one of my favourite ones. I'm out at a place called Pet Level, where I've done videos from before. Trying to get out a bit. As I said before, it's nice to get out and about, so whether it be on your own beach or out and about anywhere else in your local area that you like. And one thing I wanted to talk about was sort of travel. And when I used to travel years and years ago with friends of mine or even with my wife, back in the sort of 80s and that sort of time, I used to keep travel diaries, and I thought about actually relaying some of that, some of those experiences, maybe even reading some of them and looking back on them, because they're a great way of reminding yourself of those places that you went to and experiences that you had which you would otherwise forget. And there he is looking at some egrets and talking to travel, because they travel because they come from North Africa, basically Egypt. I've seen those particular birds, egrets, in Egypt, yes, a bit of a tongue tie, isn't it? And it's one of those things that you get here. We see quite a few of those here. Anyway, I'm digressing. But one of the things that I'm pleased of, because my family, you know, when you go back years and years ago, of course, people didn't travel anywhere near as much as what they do now. It was far more expensive. It's far easier to do it now. And there's far more programs on TV geared up for people to travel, and it's just so much easier to do it. And more expected for people to do it, I suppose. Even I remember when I went to America in 1981. That was quite an adventure, because not many people did that type of thing of my type of age, really. People still had gap years, I suppose, at that time. They did interrailing and that. But one thing I am pleased about, and we were saying at home the other day, because I've been on two holidays this year. I've been to America for the road trip with the guys over there in California. And I went to Spain. My wife went to Spain, obviously, with myself. She's going to Rome with some friends of hers from the school where she works, which I think is great. My son's been away a couple of times this year as well. He went to New York with his girlfriend, and then he went to Rome with his girlfriend. And that's the point, really, because it's good to know that in some ways my sense of adventure, our sense of adventure, has been sort of put down through the generations, maybe, and inspired him to do it. And that is what is so, I'm so pleased to see that he's happy to do that type of thing. And I think my daughter will probably be the same. She really enjoys travelling as well. Obviously, she's been to America a couple of times with us. She's been to Spain several times and loves it out there as well. And I know she's got a sort of designs on doing a bit of travelling herself at some time, one way or another, through work or whatever, leisure. But you're never quite sure how your kids are going to do it. And the fact that my son's taken himself off twice, once to America and once to Italy as well, to big cities, New York and Rome, you know, you're going to get much bigger than those two places, really, completely diverse. And obviously going to Italy, it's another language. It's another language in New York, but I think you know what I mean. So there's that sort of confidence thing, and you're never quite sure, and to see them getting over there, and there is that sense, because I've had that myself, is when you're with your wife or your girlfriend, you're the head of the family, you're the leader of that group, whichever way you want to put it, even in these days of equality, someone sort of takes the lead, and he's had to do that, and that to me makes me quite proud to think that he's capable of doing that. He's happy to do that, and he's willing to do that and sort of go out on a bit of a limb and everything. And maybe this is sort of a boo all about, you know, the pride that you have in your kids and type things like that. And I'm not one to ever boast about that type of thing. But it's one of those aspects that comes up when you see that type of thing happen. The kids are starting to, not say fly the nest, if I leave the coop or whatever, he says, looking at these egrets again. So there you go. So that's just one little aspect of that, of travelling. Something I'm very pleased that he's started to do that, and that my daughter's interested in that type of thing as well, because I'm a firm believer in getting out there and seeing the world, whether it's the world on your doorstep, like this particular wonderful beach here, or whether it's a different continent, a different country, a different language, a different culture. It's all good stuff, you know, and you learn so much through it, and you grow as well as a person, as well as the confidence side of it. Anyway, thanks for your time. I'm going to leave it there and look at the egrets and the other birds. Goodbye.